Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new book. A book is a wide range of different chapters under one topic. So the book that we start today is Kitabu Adab al-Safar. Kitab, the book. Adab is the plural of Adab. Adab means etiquette. Adab means etiquettes, plural. So the book on etiquettes of Safar, of traveling. So here again we explain that how Islam is beautiful, everything is told to us, that even when we're traveling also, there are etiquettes, there are adab that we should observe when traveling. And these adab and etiquettes are such that if we implement it, we go by the guidance of these etiquettes and we practice upon it, it brings about beauty, it brings about ease, it brings about comfort, both mentally and physically also on this journey of ours that we are undertaking. So this is the beauty of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was ashal, it was the most easy going. It was ajmal, the most beautiful. Akmal, most complete. Ahsan, it was the most easiest in terms of difficulty and ease levels. If you look at the difficulty level, you look at the ease levels of doing anything, the sunnat way is the easiest way of doing it. No difficulty, no hardship. Look at the nikah that is taking place. Now other religions and other deens, that they have to get so much of labola before a person can get married. And when there's married, a person gets married also, there's so much of expenditure and there's so much of other things that come with it that it becomes so difficult for a person to get married. So what they do is say, we rather live without getting married. And Islam, just few words, nakah tuha, qabil tuha, mahar is given, the acceptance is there from the side of the offer is given, the acceptance is there, and the groom is accepting this offer, which is presented now by the wakil of the girl, and the nikah takes place. As simple as that. There's no unnecessary expenditure. Look at the sunnah, all the different sunnah we've got. The sunnah we've got of going to the toilet, coming out, bathing, the different sunnah we've got. Everything is very, very simple. So this is the beauty of Islam. So like that we find there are etiquettes as far as traveling is concerned. And we should keep these in mind and we'll see how much we can benefit from a simple thing like travel. You ask a non-Muslim, what is the etiquette of travel? He'll look at you and he may get surprised. He says, see, there's enough petrol in the car. Pack your car and go. What other etiquettes are you looking for? But in Islam, we are taught as we're going, we'll see refinement, which time of the day we should be leaving on the journey, which day of the week we should be going, when we are going, what things to keep in mind, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. So all these things, they only beautify, they make a person's deen more and more beautiful by him implementing these adab and these etiquettes. So, Babu istihbab al-khuruji yawm al-khamisi wa istihbabihi awwal al-nahari. The chapter on the desirability, the preferability of departing on a Thursday and in the early part of the day. In other words, the morning part of the day to leave, to depart on a person's journey. So there are two things here. One is the desirability of departing on a Thursday. A person is going for a long journey. It is not just talking about going daily for work. A person is going for a long journey. Then he should ideally, if he has the flexibility of which day to choose, ideally he should choose a Thursday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to leave on a Thursday. And the second part of it, leave in the early part of the day. In other words, a person doesn't leave late. Sometimes you find a person wants to sleep after Fajr and you say, only leave at 12 o'clock or leave at Zohar time, then the bulk of the day is gone, the most barakati part of the day is gone, the morning part which gets left. So if a person is leaving, try and leave early. Obviously this is now where a person has got that flexibility. Where a person doesn't have, he's committed, he's got work commitments or he's got other commitments, then there's no harm for him to choose any other day for traveling and any other time for traveling. This is where there is that flexibility and the person has got that luxury of choosing, then this is the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like. The next thing we learn is safar. Safar literally means to open. However, traveling is referred to as safar. When we talk about safar, we refer to as traveling. Why? It's because when a person is traveling on a journey, his character is revealed. He's on that journey now, he's faced with many type of tests, many type of difficulties. Sometimes there'll be people that are driving on that road that are not very, very disciplined. So now there's a test of this person's character. Has he got patience? When he's going there, sometimes he may be stopped at a certain border post, for example. And now hours are going. Now to see a person's patience, doesn't have patience. People won't, he won't be in the same circle that he normally would. So So therefore this character of a person now gets exposed on travel. So therefore one of the meanings of travel is open, that is also used as far as a journey is concerned. So the first hadith, and Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja fi ghazwati tabuka yawm al-khamis wa kana yuhibbu an yakhruja yawm al-khamis, muttafaqun alayh. Wa fi riwayatin fi as-sahihin laqallama kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhruju illa fi yawm al-khamis. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed for the expedition of Tabuk on a Thursday, and he liked departing on a Thursday. Yesterday we explained the expedition of Tabuk, more or less. It is the area between Medina Sharif and Damascus, about 465 miles from Medina Sharif. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left for this expedition, he chose the Thursday to leave. And then the next part of the riwayat says, another narration says, that rarely did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam depart on a day besides Thursday. Very, very rarely the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam depart on a day besides Thursday. He did leave on other days, but most of the time it would be a Thursday. Ulama give an explanation for this, why Thursday. So two explanations they give. They say on Mondays and Thursdays one's book of deed is presented in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished that the noble act of jihad should commence on a Thursday. This is the day our book of deeds are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, an army is referred to as Khamis. And Thursday is also called Yomul Khamis. In Arabic, you refer to an army as Khamis. If you find why Khamis? Khamis actually means five. And in an army, generally, you'll have these five positions. You'll have the Muqaddama, the person that is in front. Think of it like a soccer match. You'll have those that are in front, what we normally call the strikers. Then you have the Maimana and you have the Maisara. You have the right wing and you have the left wing. In the army, this formation is also there. Those that are in the front, those that are in the right wing, those that are in the left wing. And then you'll have those that are in the middle. And then last you'll have the defense. So how we normally would have it in a soccer match, very similar to that, is jihad, the jihad formation. So therefore you got the forward, you got the right wing, you got the left wing, you got the center, and you got the defense. So these make up five. So therefore an army is also referred to as Khamis. Khamis also means five. And the Thursday is also known as Yomul Khamis because it is the fifth day of the week. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to take a good omen from this, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would also leave on a Thursday, taking a good omen from this. So Thursday is the fifth day of the week. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like that this Khamis, this army that is leaving now, should also leave on a Friday. Anyway, that's some explanation that ulama give, that why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to leave on a Thursday. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would leave on a Thursday. It is advisable to depart on a journey on a Thursday. However, this does not mean that it is incorrect to commence a journey on any other day. We explained that. One more hadith to finish off this chapter. An Sakhr ibn Wada'a al-Ghamidi al-Sahabi radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha wa kana idha ba'atha sariyatan aw jayshan ba'athahum min awwalin nahar wa kana sakhrun tajiran wa kana yab'athu tijaratahu awwalin nahar fa'athra wa kathra maluh. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi, qala hadithun hasanun. There was a sahabi by the name of Sakhr ibn Wada'a al-Ghamidi radiyallahu anhu. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made this dua, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Wallah, bless my ummah in the early part of the day. Remember this, Wallah, bless my ummah in the early part of the day. This is normally the time of the day. Many people like to sleep and many people like to waste that early part of the day. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for this ummah. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Wallah, create barakat for my ummah in the early part of the day. So he goes on, this Sakhr ibn Wada'a al-Ghamidi radiallahu anhu, he said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. And when he sent out any expedition or army, he would send them out in the first part of the day. So now Sakhr is giving his own radiallahu anhu. He thereafter gives his own experience as far as business is concerned. He used the same hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam He implemented it as far as his business is concerned. So this is one very good business tip. If anyone wants a good business tip as far as barakat is concerned, Hazrat Sakhr radiallahu anhu, he says, Hazrat Sakhr radiallahu anhu was a trader, and he used to send out his goods in the early part of the day. So here the hadith is explaining about the second part of this hadith, explaining about Hazrat Sakhr radiallahu anhu, who is the narrator of this hadith. He's talking about him, that he was a trader, and he used to send out his goods in the early part of the day. In other words, those merchants that he was sending his goods out with, those people that he was sending his goods for trade, he would send them out in the early part of the day, early, start the day early. And as a result, he became very wealthy, and he possessed much wealth. So this is narrated in Abu Dawud Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and this can be seen, that the morning is beneficial, a person is fresh, a person is vibrant at that time of the day, there's more energy there, there's more barakat there, there's more progress there, there's more blessings there. So why should we waste the time of the day in just sleeping when we can start our day early and we can finish our day early? There's so much that can be achieved in this day. One attorney told me, he says, I started this practice, that I wake up at tahajjud time, and after fajr I used to go to my practice. It's unheard of, he says, of attorneys going to their practice at fajr time. So he says, I start my day early. He says, roughly about 11, 12 o'clock in the day, I find that whatever work I had for the day is finished. Finished. And that's the time when most of my other friends would come to work. Other attorneys would come to work around that time, around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And they would always complain by 6 o'clock in the afternoon that they still not finished with what they had to do for the day. They still got files lying on the table, this unattended to, that unattended to. He says, but what I find is before Zuhar, everything is finished. All I did was I started the day early. So this is the barakah that is in the morning period. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq not to waste it. Therefore you find people that are becoming Hafiz al-Quran also. They have these morning classes. The brain is also fresh. There's so much more you can absorb in the morning. So it helps us as far as our dunya is concerned. Then those people that exercise and those people that run, and they also start training early in the morning. There's so much of barakah in the morning. So let us not waste this morning just by going and sleeping unnecessarily. A person not well, he's sick or something, it's a different issue. But the barakah that day is in the morning, let us not lose it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.